welcome to The Sum of Us. I'm Anna.
And I'm Liz. Hi, baby.
Hello. Hey. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. So I need to, because you're going to have this information, I need to ask you a question. So we got a lovely video from Alisa, who those of you who know already that
the chicken video. The chicken video.
No, well, yeah, well, we heard yes, it was an operatic. It was a chicken opera. So Alisa is on the roof of the home that was built in the Philippines, designed by your father, Anna. And
actually, that she wasn't there at that house.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, during that, yeah, no. Yeah, she was. It was at a cousin's.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a different house because the house that Dad had built is in the middle of 25 hectares, aka almost 64 acres of land, all by
That's
itself.
So, oh,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. But anyway, so she sends this video. She's on a rooftop in the Philippines, someplace, some cousin's house. It's my cousin's house, and there is like, it's great. Like all of these bird sounds, mostly chickens. But it was like, I'm like, oh, my, who needs TV? I mean, it was so interesting. But my question to you is, Alisa lost her voice, and I didn't know that. So interesting, because the last show, you know, we were talking about, she had sort of taken the hit to deal with a lot of ancestral healing, and then I had given her a private reading not that long ago. And I'm like, all that's like, the timing's perfect that you're going to the Philippines. This is really about you clearing all of that finally to step into inspired action and really taking active steps toward the life that you are forging ahead.
Yes.
So how did she lose her voice and how long? I know I was just really surprised, like all of a sudden she had no voice.
Well, when her parents were here, they were a little bit snuffly.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, they were a little snuffly. So, you know, all that travel, it can really take a little bit of a toll on you. And they're upside down,
sure.
Think about it, when we're they're asleep. Like, she's asleep right now.
Oh, the,
hopefully
right,
right
okay.
Now. So they are completely
oh,
upside
right.
down the regular schedule. And that can take a little bit of toll, especially if you're traveling, which they are.
Mm.
So she was kind of snuffly when she left. I mean, they were all snuffly when they left. And I think there is, I mean, even though there is a little bit of a language barrier there, there's still communication. So I'm sure she chatted it up, especially with the family when they were having these gatherings, because a lot of our family is there from the U.S. So that, you know, it's our
right.
time to get together. I believe that the house, I mean, I'm talking about serious partying for days. So that
right.
happened. I think they took a little bit of a break, went to the house of chickens where she was with her other cousin.
House of
and
chickens.
She was on the rooftop of that house, the house of chickens.
House of chickens.
And so she was there probably for a day or two. And then they went back. And actually, we were emailing each other because we're in the process of putting a new HVAC system in the house. So I've been getting
wow.
quotes and talking to different people. And so she and I have
right.
been going back and forth. And she said she is at Balai Ana, which is the house. That's my,
mm-hmm.
after, you know, the house that Daddy built. And,
that Daddy built,
she,
I love that.
That Daddy built that house in the Philippines.
I love
he
that.
Sure did. He sure did.
He stopped it.
Well, he didn't build it himself. You know, he had some help. He did. Yeah, he had some help. No. So she said they're back there now. So they're there now because there was two clans, obviously, grandmother, grandfather. They had grandfather's Bangulan event a couple of days, you know, what, last week. And she took a break, and then she came back, and then they had mother's side, which is Qilong. So they were there. You know, I saw a bunch of pictures of everybody, you know, their T-shirts for all the events. There's, like, awards, and there's, I mean, it's a whole big thing.
Oh, it's
so
amazing.
She's there now. She told me, she goes, we're here now, and she sent me pictures of her dad, who looks absolutely happy and...
This is what they
needed.
Oh, my God.
Listen to the shows before. I'm sure Elisa has chatted about her parents and even her mom.
Oh, yeah.
She said her mom was really enjoying talking to everybody, which is true. You know, different audience.
Oh, beautiful.
Different people. And they were happy and laughing and having a grand time. And her father, who is the jokester of the family, he was just the looks on his face and just catching him really laughing. I mean, he does these really... you know, kicked her head back kind of laughs. And she grabbed the pictures. She did break the lens on her phone, she said, so I'm not sure what that means. She said both of my lenses broke. So I think I don't know if she's going to get that fixed over there or what she's going to do. But, they seem to be having a good time. She is definitely not speaking, which I'm going to guess is her being in observation mode. So, you know, that's interesting.
It is interesting between the, she has to be quiet between the, like, you know, immune system traveling, whatever, and then also a language barrier. So it's kind of interesting that she's sort of forced to observe or forced to just really be silent. And it's not. And the way that I look at it, it's more so that this, the process of being unburdened, you know, with this, like, she's done so much work. It's her time to really tap into her path and what she's doing. And we talked about this the last show where so much of the skin issues cleared up. And so this is like the next phase. Like, I think it's all very positive is what I'm trying to say. You know, like somebody else would say, like,
I believe that. She knew she was going over there to really do a lot of the ancestral work. And
yes,
she said,
I agree.
I've got a picture of the, and I don't know if she sent you the picture of the, just the land, like when they were walking the land. And she said, it's absolutely beautiful over there, which I don't doubt it because I was there when I was, you know, when I was a teenager, a preteen or whatever, which I absolutely think every preteen in the United States who's born and raised here needs to go over to a third world country, basically, and see how other people live, you know?
I couldn't agree with you more. I spent like every summer going to Colombia. Like my whole life until I was 18. And that, yes, you, the American children really need to see how good they have it.
Yeah.
So
and, you
I
know,
couldn't
that
agree
my,
more.
And I went over there and I don't think this area exists anymore, but they used to have almost a jungle, like with fruit trees, the pomelos. And I don't, they're over in the U.S. now. I've seen them here. I've purchased them here. Pomelos are like it's between a grapefruit and an orange, and it has like about a 1-inch thick skin. And we used to go into the woods, I guess, or the jungle, and literally pop off the trees. And they taught me how to cut them open right there. And it was a really cool experience to be able to like just pull that stuff off the vine or off the tree and eat it. I mean, that was beautiful. So I know that particular area doesn't like. It's been, you know, obviously over the years. How many years is that? Cut me in half and cut my wings.
Girl,
48 years ago, honey. Almost 48 years ago.
Girl. Yeah. And you don't even look
like
you're 48.
Like, don't look like I'm not, baby. I'll be 60. This is my 60th year, girl.
You're going to be 60.
I'm going to be 60 in March, yes. So
no,
party, it's a party year for me. Yeah, it's a party year for me. So, yeah, I'll be in New York at some point. But anyway,
well,
we'll talk about that.
You know what? I'm going to have to tell you this because you said it. Yes. So, you will come to New York.
Yes, I will.
But whenever you decide to go to New York, you're not purchasing the ticket. That is my birthday gift to you. My birthday gift to you is whenever you're ready to come to New York, I will take care of your ticket, and you will share the bed with me, unless Cole moves out and then you can sleep in the living room, because it's going to be one or the other. So happy birthday.
Thank you.
But that's what it is. Since you brought it up, I mean, I was going to send you like a card and do all, and I will, but I'm just letting you know that's your gift, bitch.
Hello. That's precious. Yeah. No, I'm going to do all kinds of stuff. I'm doing New York this year. I'm doing Hawaii this year.
Tell me when you want to come.
We're either going to the New England states or we're going to do an Alaskan cruise, and anybody's invited. So as soon as I get the information out, if you guys are interested in playing with us, let me know and I'll send it out. And, you know, it's like, my sister's like, we're just going to say this is the cruise we're going on, and we're going to get, you know, we'll round up our little immediate tickets, and if anybody wants to join us on the cruise, they can. They just have to buy their ticket. It's all good. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go eat some lobster in the fall. So that's my goal.
That's it. So, and you celebrate the whole year. You just celebrate.
I mean,
you are amazing. You've come out of the other side of so many things. I saw you a few months ago. You look amazing. You are energetically, you know, a fresh 40. and you look like that too. You look great. And I'm so proud of you. And I cannot wait till you come back to New York and we can run around and have a grand old time. But I had that idea. I think I came up with it about a week ago. And I'm like, I'm just going to tell her if she can just let me know when I can reserve the ticket and just come. That's it. You stay with me.
We'll talk off there and just kind of get our schedule together. I'm working on it now. I mean, there's a lot going on. I do want to say this because I want to sort of there's a couple things. I'll be doing another like motivation. I'm working on my own show, right? So a motivational show or something like that. And we are working with a company called Magic Mind. I'm going to throw this out here right now, sort of unsolicited, but. And they, you know, they've approached us about being sponsors, which I think is beautiful. I have been trying their product, and I'll amazeballs. I'm like, this stuff is so. It's an energy shot, and I'll talk about it more. But this, so they sent us a case, and I'm going to send you a case if you're open to it. It's matcha mushrooms and things like that. So,
girl, I am open. Send it. Yes,
okay,
thank you.
And also, Jen and Raven are here, y'all. I think you guys have my phone number. Give me your addresses. I want to send you guys a case of this stuff, and I want you to try it. If you don't want to try it, that's fine. But if you do want to try it, shoot me over your address. I'm going to ship you a case of 15 bottles, and I want us to get on the air, and we're going to talk about this because they want honest opinions, and they want unsolicited.
Oh, let's do it.
And so I will tell you, I've got to order more because I literally just ran out. And this past couple of weeks, not only with getting my whole family out of the country, you know, I got a parking lot in my front yard.
So much going on.
I will tell you, Gloria Parker, the psychic bartender, is right now in the hospital. And I'm not bringing the energy down at all. I'm just bringing it into a communion. Raven, I do have your info, so thank you, love. And so we are working. I'm not going to spill the beans on here because at some point we will be talking about this in a big way. Her lung capacity is really diminished. You know, she had COVID 3 years ago. Spicy. Stayed with her for 3 months before I bought the house, and we you know, we took care, we've been taking care of her. And
you've been taking
pot,
care of her for years. No, I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have a pod that we all, you know, everybody, and we, I live almost an hour away from her. So.
Right.
Well, you've been to the barn, right?
I've met her. Like, I'm glad that I had the privilege to meet her and see her beautiful house and go to the barn and the, all of those things.
Yeah.
Like, I love that I have specific images.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, so the distance, you understand, and it's not been super easy for me, but I'm over there at least once a week, if not more. And
yeah, it's
so
a lot, Anna.
She's going to be 78 tomorrow, so... It's her birthday.
God.
She's in the hospital right now. She's working on getting out. We're working on getting her some help and things like that. I will say that her lung capacity is very diminished. She had COVID
God
3 years
bless.
Ago. She has been oxygen the whole time. And
yeah.
it's just to the point where she really can't fully function. And we're sort of beside ourselves at the same time.
I love how
she is so... You know, she's obviously not jumping out of bed and doing anything, but her spirit is so alive. You know, it's very much.
Amazing.
We're helping her get her stuff in order. And, you know, she's really, it's a, like I said, it's someplace, you know, I'm not going to go heavy on this thing. You know, I have moments, but we've obviously known that it's heading in this direction.
So anyway,
shout out to Lo. Love, send her energy.
Yes.
You know, breathe a bit for her. I mean, that's been our thing. It's like, okay, we're all going to breathe for you, Glow, you know. So,
Say New York says hi. Yeah, because I'm so glad I got to hang out with her. We got along great.
Yeah, I'll be over there later today. I'll be at the hospital later today. So, you know, this is what's going on. I think this is very much, you know, it's that experience of transition. It's that experience of having this full and, you know, sometimes contrasty life. And I'm, you know, we Glow and I've had moments where it's just the two of us and we'll have these amazing conversations. And, you know, we definitely grew closer during the whole experience, especially with everything that happened with me and Steph and the kids. And she was very, my support system there. And then when she had, you know, all this going on during COVID, you know, we just grew closer. I mean, she's like, kind of like the aunt, one of my aunts, you know, I can't say mom.
Yeah.
Gloria's not,
no.
To me, Gloria's not that.
That's not mom
fuzzy.
Energy.
I mean, she's a warm fuzzy, but in a different way. She's very New York.
That's why we got along so great. Like, we understood each other in a heartbeat. Yeah.
But you are, you know, there's a difference, like, in people that you know who are, New York, but you are also Latino New York, which is a little bit warmer fuzzy.
Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She's like Mafia New York.
Yeah. Definitely.
She's like a mob wife. She's a mob wife.
Yes, that's exactly what she was. So those stories will come out. I mean,
I'm a little different. Yeah,
I learned a lot about Gloria, and she'll tell you, she ran with the mob in New York. She ran with Jewish mob. She is psychic bartender. I mean, she lived the life. She's got a
sailor's
mouth. I mean, you know, she said at her wake, she wants to be roasted. And I said, you know, basically I'm going to stand out there and just go, you know, F-E-D-F-F-F.
That's it. That's her in a nutshell right there.
That's her.
Yep. Yeah. That's her.
As much as I will miss the out of her, I love how she has lived her life in this beautiful, independent, flowy sort of way. She's unapologetic, spirit. She does whatever spirit tells her to do. She does.
Love it.
She'll tell you in spirit's time. I mean, we were actually very frustrated. I had gone out of town because I just needed a time out. So my sister and I headed down to my dad's property in Alabama to check on it and just kind of hang out, take my aunt to lunch, and
I saw pictures of you guys. It was cute.
Yeah. So we did that, and it was very interesting how just taking that time out. But I had asked her literally almost 2 weeks ago to either go see a doctor or, you know, let's take you to, you know, the urgent care, which will get you to the hospital she wanted to go to, that type of thing. And
yeah,
I pushed it, and she's like, I'm not getting that from spirit. And I'm like, okay, come on. Yeah. So finally I was out, and everybody, and you know, honestly, and I don't know why, but everybody's like, she is waiting for you to come back. She keeps saying she's waiting for Anna to come back. And I'm like,
Oh my God.
So I left Thursday night. I'll be back on Sunday. And we could have done this last week, you know, that type
right?
of thing.
I know,
so
right?
I messaged her and I said, you know, I love you and I think it's time for you to go, like, right now. And Sam, our newest addition to our pod, her name's Samantha. She has a company called Alchemy 36. Yeah, 36. She does, she makes jewelry, which is really cool, but she also does energy work, and she's got, like, the rice machines. She's got all kinds of machinery. So she's been maintaining her with this machinery, and she's moving. She hasn't even fully moved here from California, and she's opening up her energy. She's a scientist. Like, she was a biologist, a scientist who went rogue, you know, started playing in the energy field and loves it. So, and her husband's in the movie industry. He moved here because there are less restrictions in Atlanta in the movie industry. Anyway, she's going to get on here with me at some point, too. But she has been a delight to get to know, and also wonderful with her caring and loving ability with Glow. And she lives 10 minutes away from Glow, which is so wonderful. And she's there and can be literally there every day with her. And we've been blessed to have that. So we'll do a Glow show at some point. You know, not necessarily after she passes, but definitely talk about her more. But
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
There's a lot that's been happening. I mean, I wanted to get away and just, you know, and out in Alabama, it's real slow there. So it's real slow and peaceful and quiet. It's quiet. that's quiet for those who need a little bit of help with that, but quiet. Yeah. So it's nice to be on that property if you just need a time out, like, you know, just kind of woosaw and be there. And it's in the country, so you have to drive to get anywhere. So you stay put as much as you can. I mean, that's the way it is. Oh, I love the fact that we have these spaces and places and people that we can go be with and see I'm going to see you in New York or going to see my brother in Hawaii or – you know, all these,
amazing.
It's wonderful.
What a blessing.
And all this really happened when, you know, the stuff was happening for me. So everybody kind of opened their doors and said, hey, you know, come and play. So I did. And that was good. I think it's good. You know, we were trying to get her to get back on the air. And I am actually in the process of pulling down her shows to archive. She used to do the Aquarius magazine here in Atlanta. It was a metaphysical magazine, and she sold it after her daughter passed many moons ago. And I had it for a couple years, and then he just kind of let it go. But he's supposed to be resurrecting it. Who knows? But she also thinks they're going to – she last night she was saying one of the guys she knows is getting all of that online. So who knows? She's got stuff in motion.
She's building her legacy. Right?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It really is. So I'm pulling down all of her MP3s so that we can archive those. And I learned a lot from her. I call it street numerology. So it's different from what Elisa does. I mean, it's the same but different. And I do not overdo it because I think my cousin is the bomb with numerology, and I think she's amazing.
But you're wonderful as well. There's no lack, you know.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say there's no lack, like, of like the numerology component to this show, because you lay out the numbers in your way, and she does her way, but there's no deficit. So it's basically the same information, just presented differently.
Yeah. Well, that's the funny part is, and actually, because I do help people with their podcasts, and that's how Gloria and I've known of her, and I knew her, and when we started doing her show, you know, it took me over a year to convince her to do a show, and then once we got on the air, I literally beside her for 4 months until I trained her friend Caroline, and then Caroline was running controls and stuff. But once that was done, but sitting beside her and learning, I call it, like I said, street numerology. And that could be something, because she got all these books that she had started writing. And we talked about doing a psychic bartender series. And last night I said, you're supposed to be writing the psychic bartender's numerology book, but I really think that I'm going to write it. I said, I definitely will channel you when I'm writing. And it's really, I'm like bartender's street numerology, because it really teaches people, like, kind of, not down and dirty, but kind of down and dirty how to do your numbers and what they mean. And I've done a spiritual stand up, if you will. At some of the Unity Church here, my friend Julie, who's a comedian, she and I did a show. This is all before COVID, obviously. We haven't really done anything.
Yeah,
since,
I remember,
And I have a whole thing that I do with numerology. It's kind of fun. It's kind of weird when Elisa's in the audience, but, it's like, because that's tricky. But at the same time, you can kind of have fun with it, and that's really what Glow taught me. She taught me to have fun with it.
Nice.
And to have to understand people, because you really do understand them. If you can do their life path number, you really get a sense of who they are. Obviously, there's so much more, with the numbers and astrology, every little thing out there. I think that just getting that little dip into who they are really allows you to be fluid with understanding them, reason I have a propensity to date fours, that's not an easy number, and they keep me grounded. It's all good. They keep me grounded. They keep me, in check. Good. I kind of need that because I'm a life path five. I'm like all over the place, and I love my freedom, and I like to be, on a whim. I'm setting up these shows at midnight last week. Oh, I got to set up those shows, and I'm thinking I can do it. And I was like, no, don't do it in the morning. Just go ahead and set up the shows for the week. So I did it.
Yep.
It's that. I'm that person. But getting it done, making a decision, I'm that person. Whether it's the right decision or not. I just make it. It's like, I know I probably shouldn't have spent, $2,000 on that, whatever it is I just bought, but, hey, I did it. Oh, well. It's that kind of thing. Like, I got the wrong ton. I'm looking at these HVAC units, and, honestly, these prices span from, $7,000 to literally $20,000. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Okay. Let's steal into this and see which one we're going to get, I've been bombarding Elisa with all the quotes and stuff. So, it's good. And go back to, I totally, look at me, turn that left in Albuquerque, and there I go. The mastermind stuff I was telling you guys, and I'm going to send you guys. This stuff is, I tell you, I know some people who actually still drink energy drinks, which I feel are just so not good for your soul. So I'm talking about this Magic Mind. But it is, and actually, if you go look at magicmind.com and check out the ingredients, but this stuff
Magic
is
Mind?
The Magic Mind, magicmind.com. But I have January special, January 20, I think. I've got to go look it up. But so they're giving the radio station all like a link. You can go get like discounts and stuff like that. That's why I'm like excited about it, because he's going to give me one that he's probably going to give me a new one, because I told him, honestly, the whole thing with Glow sort of pushed me over a little bit. And I said, I'm supposed to do shows for him. And, if you're ordering today or tomorrow, obviously you can use the code, but we also have a link that will get, it gets certain things. I honestly don't know. I'm just excited about it because.
No, it's great.
It's a green drink. It's like a green drink shot,
I'm excited. I need this.
Yeah, I remember when we were, blending them up and blending green drinks ourselves, celery, spinach, and doing the whole thing. But this has, and I have used the matcha there and the chia and all of that.
Of course.
But this has the mushrooms. I've been taking mushroom supplements. For a couple of since Gloria got COVID, we've been taking mushroom supplements and all kinds of different supplements to maintain the immune system and stuff. And through that whole process, I didn't test positive for COVID, which I think is great. And because we're the ones that took her to the hospital. And actually, the first time when she went, we were laughing about this last night because when she originally had COVID and she had to go to the hospital, I literally went into the hospital room with her and I wasn't supposed to be there. They had to kick me out. And that was funny because I was like, I just walked in. I mean, we were completely masked. I mean, that was no big, but I had been with her when she was not well. We were taking care of her. And anyway, so it just and I'm not saying that because of this. I'm just saying that boosting your immune system. And but something that's going to give you energy. That's going to give you energy. And
no, I'm into this.
Claire,
this is great.
What do you think is this for me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it is definitely a wonderful thing. And it comes, there were like 15 of them and I did one a day. And you can almost tell, like, I'm like, you know? So it's a natural energy booster. Let's just say that. Anyway, but I'll talk about more about, you know, how my experience was with it at some point, and we'll talk about that because that's the whole thing that they want me to do is, you know, we want your true, honest opinion and testimony.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys will help me with that. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll send you the information on it. And so because I really honestly said, it's so weird. And, again, you know, we're talking about law of attraction. I'm all about that because I was saying a month or so ago that I was experiencing a little bit of brain fog. And I'm like, maybe it's just because I'm aging. Maybe, you know, and it's like, and I didn't want to really concentrate on, but I'm like, yeah, the brain fog, and I don't really drink coffee all the time. I'm not really a heavy coffee drinker or anything.
Yeah.
So I'm not, and this is the thing with this drink is it enhances the caffeine, not enhances it as in giving you, you know, hyping you up, but it kind of helps level that out. But the caffeine. It says all this weird stuff because I did after they sent me the – and actually, you're the one that forwarded it to me. It was Liam with Magic Mind, and he sent you an email, and I answered him. So you forwarded it to me, and I told you.
Oh, that's right.
So it was really cool.
Crazy.
How
– Oh, they emailed the show, and I forwarded it to you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
And how did they come across the show? They just came across the show and they liked it?
I have no idea how he came across the show. I didn't ask
but,
him.
But
you know,
I love
but
it.
He just
okay,
said,
I did.
Yeah. So he sent it and I reached out to him and he was like, you know, we want you to try it. So he sent me the pack of it to try and I did. And I was like, okay, yeah.
Oh no, I'm
this
excited. Okay, this is cool.
Yeah, this is something I would totally, I reordered, and it's definitely something that will be in my fridge, and I will drink this drink.
And we will endorse it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gave Old Spice, I said, you know, try it, but she's like, I could probably only do it every other day. I said, yeah, probably.
Well, because of, how she is. She's very
sensitive.
Well,
there's things like, there's a liquid B complex that I took, especially when I was printing at the studio, and if I could only take it every other day. If I took it every day, I would never sleep. It gave me so much energy.
Wow.
It was not, you know, our bodies, you know, react in certain ways to certain things. So,
of course.
And I told her that. I said, it could be possibly that I need to do this every other day. I don't know. I mean, on the weekends, maybe not even do it at all because
you
want it. I mean, not that it makes you agitated or anything. It's just a beautiful clarity. I will say, I can only speak for myself, but it's a beautiful clarity that.
Oh, I'm into it.
Yeah.
I need some beautiful clarity in my life. Yeah.
Beautiful clarity in your life. Yeah. So we go. Okay, hang on. I think this is Jen. We're going to get her on the air here.
Okay, close.
Beautiful clarity that.
Is this
hello,
lady. Hello, it is. Okay.
Hi.
Hey.
Is that Jen?
Welcome to the party. Thanks.
Hey,
want
co-host.
A card. You know I want a card.
Well, I you know, as I'm hearing your voice, what am I doing? I'm loading it up. Hello. Okay,
well, yeah, you can do that.
I'm like, oh, it's Jen. Let me get that.
Let's do one for Jen, and then let's let Jen pick one for the group.
Let's go. All right, but there's another thing too, Liz. Marguerite and I know this woman. She's the host of Blog Talk Show, and I know that you're every now and then you're like the best medium ever, but we don't know if she's alive.
Oh. Is there a K?
I don't know her last name. Maybe Marguerite does, but her first name was Chris. But with a C.
Okay. Well,
yeah, exactly.
I know it sounds the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Huh. Okay. Let me. What do you want to do? Do you want me to tap into that? You want to pick a card? Because it's like I'm facing too late. I'm facing a fork in the road. Let's do the card first, but I'm going to sort of see. But I got K, and it doesn't mean the K. Yes, it could sound like Chris or whatever, but also it could be where she's from. Or it could be something. So as I'm loading the database and stuff, it may be assigned to this person's name or something associated with this person. But I saw the letter K. So you think of, you know, just let that swirl a little bit, and then we'll pick that up after you do the card.
Perfect.
And thank you for
okay.
that compliment. That means the world to me because I'm like the undercover medium. Okay. Like we have a Long Island medium. I'm like the undercover. Like nobody even knows that I do it. Okay. She undercover. All right. So we are locked and loaded. Whenever you're ready, darling.
Pick.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. And this is I don't know if this is the one that you had in mind for yourself or for the group, but it doesn't matter because whatever it is, that is said, we all need to hear it. What's interesting about this message, Jen, is that it's rare that there's a double-digit number, and it's the number 4040, okay? That's the number associated with this message. Oh, I love this. Oh, my God. Okay. This is probably for you. Take private time alone to be in relationship with yourself. Release, purge, surrender, and reconnect in sacred silence to the depths of source. Wow. I'll read it again. Take private time alone to be in relationship with yourself. Release, purge, surrender, and reconnect in sacred silence to the depths of source, or zero. And before Anna gets into the number, do you feel that this relates to you particularly?
Yes, that's what I've been doing.
There you go. Then you're on the right track.
Yes. And the cat makes sure that I do that. It looks at me when I'm screwing around, like on my phone, wasting time. And
right.
looks at me like, what the fuck? I'm like, you're right, cat.
That's funny. All right, bitch. Go get your Purina Chow mix and leave me alone.
Right.
That's amazing. Okay. I love that it makes sense to you. All right. So Anna, 40.
Well, the 4 is the number of goals and plans. It's that number that I was joking around about it earlier. Think about it. It's a grounding. It's that number. It's grounding. So that 4 is about structure, and the 4 is about creating that, you know, having a structure. You know, it could be, you know, plan A doesn't work and plan B, whatever. And then 0, of course, is source, is back to self. So, you know, when you go within, I feel like it's sources, you know, when you just, I guess, I don't know if you want to call it stop, because I don't think we ever stop, but you think of allowing source to be that structure for you, allowing source and that silence to be that which will, you know, give you the path and give you what it is that you need. I mean, this is actually kind of straight up simplistic that sometimes we don't grasp it. You know, it's like, okay, I always say, you know, slow down to speed up. I mean, it's like in meditation, when you meditate, you know, people are like, I don't have time to meditate. But then it's like, well, you kind of don't have time not to meditate, because when you actually do meditate and be in that space with source, it actually opens you up to unlimited possibilities, really, unlimited everything, and just allow source itself to be your guide, to be, you know, because there's so much insight that comes from just that quiet space, because we, you know, we kind of get out of our own way and allow that bigger part of us to be, to come forth and to really, you know, acknowledge that. And you say that's what you're doing, so that's pretty cool. It's already happening.
Well, and the good part is like the relationship with yourself. I've been taking time to get to know my authentic self. And my authentic self is a bit of a shit disturber, a pot stirrer, that sort of thing. But I like that about me. And it may not be, you know, it's sometimes it's out of love, but sometimes it's just out of entertainment. So I feel like when I stir the pot, it forces people to laugh at themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to change that.
No,
you don't have to change it. You don't have to change a damn thing. All right.
Yeah,
so let's do message number two for the group. And then we're going to go back to this Chris person. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So,
am I picking?
I'll pick.
Yeah. You're picking
or
again.
No. You're picking for
you're
the
picking.
Show. Okay.
This one I'm doing a dance for everyone.
Dance, girl. Shake those hips. Pick. Okay. Wow. The number for this one is 111.
Oh.
Interesting. Look at you with the picking. And it really complements the message that she just selected a second ago. All right. So here's the message. Take space. Hold your ground. Utilize boundaries which source laid at your feet. This is a time to harvest the gifts of growth and expansion. I'll read it again. Take space. Hold your ground. Utilize boundaries which source laid at your feet. This is a time. 111. It really is the same message.
Yeah. Yeah. And look at that number. I mean, that's
111. What the hell?
111. Yeah, it's a master. I mean, it's a master number. It's an angel number. It's always back.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And when you add it together, it's a three. And a three is about creativity. It's foundational.
Right.
It's a number that is fun, so it kind of, it encompasses, you know, all the good. One of my friends, Robin, who's a wonderful energy worker, but she says, I have no threes. I don't have a three in my name, and I don't have a three in my, you know, in my birthday at all. And she's like, I want to encompass that three, because that three is, it's, and not saying that people can't do it, because she obviously does. But that three is, it allows you to open yourself up to that creativity, you know, when you expand yourself and you come up with all these creative, just creative ways of being and creative ways of doing things. But using source, universe, divine, whatever, God, whatever name you want to put on that higher power, it's there. It's always there. And that's the thing that, you know, it's a constant. It is, well, it is and it's not. When you work the muscle of it's there, then it's there. But if we can just remind ourselves that source is always there, divinity is always there, And no matter what we do, I mean, it could be from creating this amazing masterpiece to taking out the garbage, divinity is always there in the experience of it. And that when you get that we are here to have experiences now in this lifetime, not only for ourselves, but we're doing it for the divine. We're doing it for spirit. We're doing it for source because it grows that inner. It expands that energy. We could all be doing the same thing at the same time, but our perspective is unique. Our perspective is that difference. That perspective is energetically, it's like food for source. Food for source. So that three says we have it. We have it. We have the ability to create and have fun. And, you know, and it's really, I think about it, because I'm a life past five, but I'm a 32-5. I lead with a three. So one of the biggest things that Gloria has taught me is that you use your creativity to expand yourself and grow. And that too is a
number
of service.
That's true for you, yeah.
Yeah, and you use that creativity to be of service to yourself and others.
Yeah.
And I get that. I get that. And then one day I'm painting clouds in your bedroom, Liz, in New York City.
Yes.
And then the next day I'm down in Louisiana, you know, filling up a dumpster full of, you know, old baby dolls and stuff for someone else. You know, and that's my thing.
Yes.
How do I help you? How can I play in your
space? Yeah, that's you. Act
of
service. That's one of your love languages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is my love. That's my lead love language. So
yeah, it really
service.
Is. Yeah.
But, you know, that, and so for me, I get this because I'm like, yes. Put your creativity in everything you do, in everything. And like I said, you could be, you know, loading the dishwasher, folding clothes, or you could be painting something amazing or putting together a computer that's going to, you know, blow everybody away. Whatever, you're creative. Everybody's creative.
Right, right.
Never say you're not creative, because every human is put on this planet to create. That's our superpower. So, and I ask people, what are you creating for yourself? What are you doing for self? That not only is going to grow you, but grow God.
Right. Amazing.
Anyway, all right. I think I'm done.
Okay. So let's go back to this person that you were talking about. So I came up with the letter K. I know you said Chris. The K, as I said before, the K may not be attached to this person's name. They could be from Kansas. I don't know. I wrote Kansas with a question mark. I also felt like a farm energy, like rural. I don't feel that this person was like from an urban environment. I have no idea who this person is or anything. But that's what's coming in. What the question is, are they past? Is that what it is? Are you guys there? Hello?
I'm sorry. I put myself on mute, and I was talking, but I was on mute. The K, I don't, can't place. I know where she lived. It wasn't Kansas. It didn't start with a K, but it was an urban place. I believe she grew up maybe more rural.
Yeah, I'm getting rural. Uh-huh.
Yep. So I believe that she grew up rural and then moved urban.
Okay, so I got like rural farm, so that lines up with where she's from. Originally, the K is still very strong, so we're gonna clue. And was the question is if they're still with us or not?
Right.
Is that
still with us, yeah. I've reached out, Raven's reached out, Marguerite, and I've asked a few people, but no one knows for certain.
And this is just somebody that you guys used to listen to, or were you guys more connected? Like, is it kind of like your relationship that you have with us? Was it kind of similar to that?
Similar to that. I was on her show a few times.
Okay.
And I think Raven had her contact. I had her email and everything like that. I reached out to her. I was looking through my Facebook Messenger, and last contact I think was
the end of 2019. It was her birthday in December of 2019. It was the last post. I reached out to her for a few times. She was concerned about where she was going to live, but she made that public. Money and finances. I offered her, and I looked back at my messages. I said, you can come live here. I got a spare room, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, you're amazing. Oh, my God. You
yeah.
You're close.
So,
wow.
But she never responded, so I don't... And I just let it go. I was like, you know, I had my own stuff going on, so I didn't bother to follow up. So,
interesting. Yeah, whatever it is that this is, it's almost. And again, this is just what I'm getting energetically. So I have no idea of anything, but just not getting in the way of what's coming in. I'm seeing like there's like a duality with this person. Where I don't want to say a double life because that's too extreme, but there was some stuff going on underneath the surface. It's like it's a lot of sadness.
Mm.
It's a lot of sadness, yeah. Yeah, and that K is still not going any place, so I'm not gonna waver on that.
I'll try and place the K. I don't know what her last name was, and I don't know that anyone did. So it could very well be a K.
Mhm. Yeah, we don't know. I'm not really getting too much. I feel like there is like an energy of guardedness. Like
absolutely.
Thank you for that confirmation. I'm feeling a sense of not being, it's weird, like being forthcoming but not being forthcoming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like being open, accessible, but to a point. It's like you could only get so far, right? Thank you. You could only get so far, and then it's almost like this, I don't want to say deceptive because that's not the right word. But it's almost like you think you're really getting in, like on the like the inner circle or their inner world. But you're only gonna but it's gonna be really on their terms. And this person could be kind of like hard to read sometimes. And again, if I'm off track, just tell me. But I'm getting, I'm getting that, like you follow their lead, like, okay, they're open, they're positive, they're this, whatever. And then it's almost like get comfortable, but don't get too comfortable. And it's not like this person would go hot and cold, but almost, and not cold, but just sort of like guarded, like going back into that guarded energy. So it was almost like kind of like a surprise. Because you didn't really know which side of her you're going to get. But it wasn't that extreme and it wasn't off-putting, but that you could sense that there was like, you can get close but not too close. Is that
making sense? Yeah,
okay,
that makes
good,
sense.
Okay, good. So then because that's energetically, that's lining up with you, and I'm feeling like a sadness, like she didn't get, like, I don't know what her goals were or whatever. Did she have plans to do some sort of spiritual type of situation, some platform, some business? Did she have something that she wanted to do?
She was a very good facilitator of getting people to go on air, creating shows. She had her own show.
Interesting.
And then she moved the platform to another platform, and
right.
She would always get some people who actually ended up doing quite well as mediums. She gave them their start. It was more like an interview kind of show. She was very good about getting people together. But she herself would come up with stuff, but she would never claim to have any gifts.
Yeah, she wouldn't. Thank you. So don't say anything else. So she, because I don't want to be fed the information. But
right.
Yeah. So it's almost like, yes, because I was getting that there was a part of her, like she wanted to do more and she did a lot, but she wanted to do more and she couldn't quite
get there. And it was really herself. I didn't get on that she was doing all this stuff for other people, but I was getting kind of like a sadness or a disappointment that she wasn't like that was kind of like the fruition of a dream or something that she wanted to do. So
that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So there is kind of like a sadness mingled with a disappointment. And then I'm sort of feeling that, and I don't know what the circumstances were, that it was almost like she was over time. This wasn't quick. This was very gradual, I think, over a period of about 7 years or so. I don't know.
7 years?
But
absolutely.
7 years.
7 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Like, thank you. Okay. Now I got the chills. Okay. So like a seven, gradually over like a 7 year period of very gently, so you couldn't really notice, like almost on a quantum level, like just sort of pushing people kind of away. Like you couldn't really tell that you were being pushed away, but sort of pushed away a little bit. So, in a way that you couldn't quite tell, like in a very sort of, it was subtle. And then it's almost like after the fact, like, oh, what happened to her? Wait a minute. My guess is that she's no longer with us because you're verifying that I'm tapping into this energy. My feeling is that she's on the other side. Again, I could be wrong. But it's like it was like her choice. I think she didn't really want people to come too close for whatever challenges that they were going through to sort of see, like, you know, chinks in the armor, so to speak. You know what I mean? Like you get too close, you see like the damage or whatever. She kind of wanted to keep things at a distance that she was comfortable with. But like a nice energy though.
Yeah, she was so funny and so like
a lovely energy. Yeah,
Canadian.
Well, she's your people. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
But thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I don't know 100% if, you know, she could be here, but and that there's a part of her that she lost, so I'm getting that she's not here. But if I was to guess just based on the softness of the energy, and I'm getting that energy that I kind of get when I'm connecting and I feel like someone's on the other side, where it's this, like, this beautiful, calm, like, I feel like now, wherever she is, if she's in the physical or she's not in the physical, it doesn't matter. But the energy that I'm getting now is like, I have nothing to prove, finally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like the message. I have nothing to prove. And you shouldn't have to either. So if that makes sense to you guys, because I don't know.
It makes sense. Like her final things that I saw on Facebook where she tried, because I believe she started broadcasting in 2012 or thereabouts. 2019 was her last show, so that's been 7 years. And things just weren't taking off the way that she had expected them to.
Yes.
So,
things didn't come to fruition, right. The way that she had
hoped. Right. And because she was so private, she really wouldn't let anyone help her, but
see, thank you. Yep, I got that.
Yeah, and financially, like, those things are tough. Like, you're trying to get something off the road, Blog Talk, you know, it's not free, right? And then the person who was hosting the other platform she went to decided she didn't want to do it anymore, or it was going on to something else. So it all sort of ended on
its own. I wish we had known her. We would have given her a show.
She would have loved that. And she was so great and, you know, just had such a passion for what she was doing. We don't know for sure. If I'm thinking of her this much, it's probably because I'm picking her up from the other side.
I think so too, because, you know, you're very much plugged in. But yeah, as you get it, and when you get more information or more clarity or confirmation, please update us. But and thank you for, you know, verifying like the energy that I was feeling. That's great. Appreciate
that.
I
love your mediumship, Liz. It's the best.
Oh, I love you. Thank you so much. That's an no, seriously, because that's my little, I'm an undercover lover. Hello. Undercover. Yes. And just because I know you're curious for an update, and I'll talk more about it on Thursday, I've been in a relationship with my phone for over a month now. So, because I'm still talking to this guy, but we haven't met yet, but we'll get into that next show. But I'm having a really,
You know what's funny is you said curious, and her show was called Curious Times. So you're still connected.
Okay, curious. Okay, thank you, girl. Thank you for the confirmation. So she's on the other side because I'm feeling it. She's on the other side.
Okay.
I'm feeling that beautiful. You know, Jen, like you feel that sort of that beautiful energy of benevolence, bliss, and non-judgment. Then you know you're connected with the other side. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
There we go.
But she was being tough. She was being tough, which is her way. So.
Yeah, of course. We know how to be tough.
Yep.
Yeah, we get it.
Yep.
We get it. Yeah, so you're curious. So, call in if you can. Call in on Thursday and remind me to ask you about the guy, and I'll tell you about the guy. Okay.
Okay.
So it's very interesting. We love you so much. Thanks, co-host. Yay. So, Anna, these shows feel like they last 2 minutes, which is the best compliment ever. So I love it. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And we are scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Please take loving care of yourselves and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Bye. Love you, everybody. Thanks for listening to Universal Energy Radio.
Tell me that you like